these people had flood, partial flood insurance?
I believe that all of these folks had flood insurance, with the exception, I believe, of two. The primary reason the three that aren't shaded in any way, the primary reason that they aren't repetitive loss or severe repetitive loss properties is they, for whatever reason, haven't kept flood insurance on their properties the whole time. Otherwise, they would have large flood insurance claim amounts as well. But part of the time, they haven't consistently held flood insurance. I think in one instance, just using it as an example, he actually paid cash for the property. And so I don't think, basically any mortgage company is pretty much going to put a requirement on it that they obtain flood insurance so that they continue to hold flood insurance. But for whatever reason, in a few of these, they have not held flood insurance the whole time.
What do you guys want to do, young man?
If you want to pursue it, I don't care.
I'd say I'm going to make a motion that he pursue it, or just...
I guess it wouldn't... would have to be in the form of a motion. I think he's just here to ask us, because the Southwest Missouri Council of Governments is, the way I understand, is going to be handling most of this anyway.
Yes.
And it's just
the primary thing at this point is I need to have a conversation with all of these property owners. But prior to having a conversation with the property owners, I first wanted to have the conversation with the commission to see if we were going to be moving forward or not.
Some of these may not even, if it's like it was last time, once it gets down and they know all the particulars on it, some of them won't even want to be involved.
Yeah, that was my next question.
Yeah.
You're going to meet with the homeowners and
yes.
See if they want you to proceed.
And there could be some, you're correct. I mean, this is considered a voluntary process, so some of them may give up, basically. Okay. They may decide they don't want to move forward. But before I even met with them, I felt like it was prudent to first meet with the commission just to see which direction.
I think we're good with you going ahead and meeting with the homeowners.
Meeting with the homeowners and then come back to the commission for... the numbers last time, I think there was seven or nine or something that weren't interested in going through the government hoopla that they didn't think they'd have to. So I guess we're giving you direction to go ahead and meet with them and then come back to us.
Sounds really good. I do appreciate it in all sincerity.
All right.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks again.
See you. Bridge deck replacement for Illinois Street Professional Services.
You have an agreement there and a letter from Mr. Cotty. I think he's reviewed it. I know I talked to him by phone.
I do have the letter from Mr. Cotty dated October 17th. And he has approved it to form.
We awarded this a long time ago, didn't we?
Do what?
Didn't we award this a while ago?
I think we were getting the agreement.
So, I mean, we awarded it and then we're just getting the agreement.
Yeah, this is the agreement we need to sign.
Move to approve the bridge deck replacement for Illinois Street Professional Service Agreement.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Route 76-160 roundabout discussion.
Yeah, she covered that there pretty well.
You know, I had a question on it, Danny. Wasn't your intention to do a lot of like-kind contributions? The money we put in would be like-kind?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this agreement, they're asking for us to give them a check for $519,000.
That's the reason I wanted to look it over and have Frank look it over also, because he is an understanding what I had asked for. That's the reason I made mention of the physical size of it, Brandon.
Yeah, because they're wanting us to give them a check to the Director of Revenue Credit State Road Fund for $519,600. And also pay for the engineering, which would be estimated at $200,000. So there's no room for cost share. But on their agreement, on their part,
here.
It has a MoDOT of in-kind, so they're able to use in-kind, but they're not letting us. It's on the last page of what they gave us.
I read that. That's the reason I would like to...
Travis, did you want to address anything during the... Okay. I didn't know if you want to say anything. That's all I wanted to point out. Just...
Okay. So your main concern is the in-kind services?
Or lack. Your intention the entire time has always been...
That they let they allow us to do in-kind services.
Yep. And they're asking for a check. Let's just be aware of that.
We're ready. City of Hollister funding agreement. Wastewater treatment facility grit removal system. Engineering and design and bidding.
Morning.
Morning.
This agreement, gentlemen, is a funding agreement that's been submitted by the City of Hollister. Requesting approval of the project previously mentioned. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $74,910. This amount is based on the fee presented in the engineering services contract negotiated between the city and HDR Engineering Incorporated dated July 21st, 2016. This amount will cover the cost incurred by the city to have the consulting engineer update previous design plans to current design and technology standards. The work will also include the design of a building structure that will house equipment associated with the grit removal process and isolated piping that will be used to redirect flow for maintenance purposes. Also, as stated above, bidding services will be funded through this agreement. The city is requesting that the funding agreement remain active until December 31st, 2016, allowing sufficient time to complete the professional services as noted above and also allow ample time for the approval, reimbursement, and project closeout processes. It is questionable if this work can be completed by the date previously mentioned. Therefore, a portion of the project may extend into 2017. If so, funding will need to be made available through the budget process to address any reimbursements requested in 2017. The city's Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement on October 6, 2016. Three copies of the funding agreement were sent to the county attorney as approved each copy as to form. This request meets the criteria necessary under the sewer sales tax guidelines to be considered for approval.
You've got a in this, and I have not seen this.
Okay.
So, in this, do you have a, you say a construction of a building?
Yes. There, Travis Hires here, he's representing the project, but this is a grit removal system. Similar but not like in kind to the kind that was built for the city of Forsyth. Along with this equipment, there will be a structure, a building structure that will house the equipment and the operation controls for the equipment. Travis could probably elaborate on that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, basically what John said is right, so I mean,
yeah,
I guess
yeah,
if you
I know. My question, is not, is
thank
not
you.
What,
yeah.
It's the, basically what I'm concerned with is, the responsibility of a municipality, what certain responsibilities do they have when it comes to structural facilities that the sewer district would the monies would be responsible for? Sure, sales tax dollars. If it's a relief in a county I consider these things project oriented, and I'm not sure that the structure of a facility, which whenever I'm talking about the building that you're talking about to cover these, is not something that should be a brought before the sewer district instead of before the county commission.
Yeah, I mean, the main purpose of the building basically is to keep the equipment from freezing. Otherwise, we have to heat trace everything. And I mean, if we put in the equipment, the building needs to go
right.
With it.
But I don't have any problem with that. The need. Mm-hmm. I don't have any problem with the need. I have a problem with where the limitations are as far as the sort of sales tax dollars. And should it be approved by the sewer district?
I guess that'd be at the discretion of the county commission. If what would be the reasoning for this would for the sewer district to further review the structural plans or what's being proposed?
I think what. What's being proposed is a stretch of what the purpose of the sewer sales tax dollars were put forward for. Maybe it's all right.
Yeah. I've had other entities request to build a building, you know, to house their spare parts in and different things like that, which... you know, I said, well, you know, any entity's free to submit a request to the county commission, and I'm obligated to take that before the county commission, but I don't think that that would be approved because we're, you know, a storage building to store your inventory and park your trucks in is one thing. This situation is, it's kind of a way I look at it, it's not going to be for parking vehicles in or storing extra material. It's actually